I'm Deanna with WRPR News, and a few weeks ago, I sat down with Lynn Snyder, an art therapist and the founder of the Common Ground Grief Center. The mission of the Common Ground Grief Center is to provide support in a safe place where children, teens, young adults, and their families grieving a death can come together and share their experiences as they begin the journey through their grief process.
No words can explain the way I'm missing you tonight. This emptiness, this hole that I'm inside. These tears, they tell their own story.
The death of a loved one often leaves families feeling overwhelmed, not only with their grief, but also with the day-to-day activities in their lives. Often it is difficult for the surviving parent to help their children deal with the death, leaving the child to face their loss and pain alone. Through the use of art, play, music, sand play, and talking, the Common Ground Grief Center gives children the opportunity to share their grief stories and assist them in coping with their grief.
It's so funny, like even in the crummiest weather, the parents and the kids come out because they love it here.
Right.
They feel understood,
mm-hmm.
and it is an hour and a half out of their life that they can just be normal, be a kid. They get to just be themselves and be around other kids who get them.
Thinking it was your fault and living with that the rest of your life.
Imagine being the only one who lost a mom or a dad out of school.
Imagine being in a room full of people and still feeling alone.
Imagine forgetting the sound of your dad's voice.
Imagine losing your father and having to grow up too fast and losing your childhood because...
I love this population and the grief because kids are so brave to share their vulnerability in front of us adults and other kids.
Mm-hmm.
So they are the teachers, they are the experts on grief, not us. They are the experts. We provide bereavement support groups for children and teens. They're every other week, so the kids come twice a month in the evening. And then we also run a support group for the surviving parent that's bringing those kids.
Oh, okay.
So while the children are in this building, the parents are out in the garage there, back there,
yeah,
which is a finished off room.
Okay.
And they get their own support. And this is the best work ever. I love it. I use a lot of the creative arts.
Right.
Because art is art, and creativity and play is a child's language.
Right.
So they don't necessarily have the words to access the feelings. But through art and music and play, it comes out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they work through the process.
Yeah.
Imagine your dad's not there for graduation. Imagine he's not there for your baseball games.
Imagine wishing your heart was whole again.
Imagine not having your father to walk you down the aisle on your wedding day.
Imagine being at a father-daughter dance with your uncle or your grandpa and watching all your friends dance with their dads.
Imagine having your dad so close to you and loving him your entire life and then watching him die slowly of cancer.
Imagine not having your dad see you hit that walk-off hit in the ninth inning to win the game.
Imagine never realizing when goodbye would be the last.
I don't want to be here if I can't be with you tonight.
I'm Deanna with WRPR News.